It's time now for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the games we all love. Now, here's Will Hampton.
Hello and welcome to 2018. It's been a long time since we've been talking sports here. I'm Will Hampton, proud to host Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. Of course, this show underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. Well, a lot has happened since we were last in here. Thanks to Jim Ganley, my boss here at Catholic Radio. He gave me a couple of weeks off during the holidays. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much for doing that.
We all took just a little bit of time off.
Hey, we deserve it. It's the holidays. It's Christmas time. And I hope everybody had a blessed holiday season and Christmas season. And it's on now to 2018. And our national champion for college football was crowned on Monday night. If you're like me, you might be a little tired on Tuesday morning because that was a late night. I stayed up and watched it to the bitter end, I guess because of my old SEC days. I went to Ole Miss, so I'm kind of an SEC fan. And this was an all-SEC national championship, the conference, the SEC. And Alabama beat Georgia in overtime, 26-23. I hope you stayed up and watched it because it was an instant classic college football game. As Alabama was, they'll be in it soon, folks. They'll be in it soon. But Alabama was down 13-0 at halftime. Georgia was ahead 13-0. A big shocker going on. But Alabama came roaring back. They changed quarterbacks at halftime. Coach Nick Saban put in a freshman at the halftime break, and that was really the difference in the game. And afterwards, in his news conference, Coach Saban talked about his sixth national title.
This is a great win. It's a great team win. Somebody tried to give me a game ball. I don't think you could give anybody a game ball. It has to be a team ball, and that's exactly what we'll do with it. You know, when we lost last year on the last play of the game, we said don't waste the failing is the lesson that we all wanted to learn. And I think the resiliency that this team has shown all year long certainly proves that they sort of learned something from that. And couldn't be a prouder of a bunch of coaches and a bunch of players and the people in our organization who contribute to the success of the University of Alabama.
Nick, Pat 40 from Yahoo Sports. Could you just go through the decision to change quarterbacks at halftime, and was there any reticence to do so?
No, I felt like that, we've had this in our mind that if we were struggling offensively that we would give to an opportunity, even in the last game. And no disrespect to Jalen, but the real thought was is, you know, we came into the game thinking that we were going to run the ball and be able to run quarterback runs, which we made a couple of explosive plays on. But just without the absence of a passing game and being able to make explosive plays and be able to convert on third down, I just didn't feel like we could run the ball well enough. And I thought Tua would give us a better chance and a spark, which he certainly did. And, I couldn't be prouder of him taking advantage of the opportunity. We have total confidence in him. We played him a lot in a lot of games this year, and he did very well. And he certainly did a great job tonight.
Nick, after Tua threw that pick, he came over on the sideline, put his arm around you, and looked like he said, "Coach, it's okay. I'll get it back." I wondered if you could walk us through that. And then were you surprised at his moxie?
Well, the issue is we missed a signal. In other words, everybody was running a running play, and he thought it was a passing play. So it causes a problem when all the receivers are blocking instead of running a pass route, and then it sort of quadruples the problem when a quarterback throws it to him anyway. But we learn from those things, right?
Yes, sir.
And he was just reassuring me that he would learn from it.
First, when it's like a game like this, first half not playing so well, the field goal missed at the end of regulation, is it? It looks like it's hard. I mean, what does that feel like in the moment?
Well, it is hard. We knew it would be a hard game. Georgia's got a great team. They did a great job. They had a good plan against our defense. Their quarterback did a really good job of, you know, checking some plays and hitting some passes, whether it was split safeties or middle of the field. So we were struggling a little bit in the first half defensively. But, you know, if you can't overcome hard, you're never going to have any great victories in your life. So That's what our players know. We try to teach them to play the next play and show resiliency and make the next play. So that's exactly what we did. And we got them stopped to a field goal in overtime and took advantage of the opportunity. Even though Tua probably couldn't have thrown that pass if I could have got a hold of him after he took the sack, but I couldn't get out there fast enough.
Partially answered my second question, but I guess you really have nothing left to prove. I mean, however many championships it is at this point, what keeps you coming back through hard games? Obviously, some of them end well, but lots of them well, but what keeps you coming back year after year?
Well, it's not just about winning the championship. I mean, every team, you want to do the best job you can, and every team wants to be successful, and as a coach, you want to see your team reach their full potential, but as a college coach, and the thing that I like about college coaching is you have an opportunity to affect people. You have an opportunity to help players be more successful in life because they're involved in the program, whether it's personal development, academic support, graduating from school, learning lessons. The message to the team tonight after this game was, I hope you take something from this game and the resiliency that you showed in this game, and it helps you be more successful in life. So it's not just about winning a championship. I mean, I know that's what you all write about and what you talk about and all that. And we like winning, and we hate losing. But there's more to it than that.
That's Coach Nick Saban of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Congratulations to Alabama and the SEC for winning another national title. And you heard a lot of stuff he said there. Really interesting, and a lot about what we talk about here on Catholic Sports Weekly. It's bigger than wins and losses. It's more than nuts and bolts. It's about what kind of person are you becoming and how do you take this national title and make yourself a better person that will give back to the community and be part of a community. And that's neat to hear Coach Saban talk like that. Hey, Notre Dame fans, I did mention a second ago, a Freudian slip when I was talking about them in the national title game, because they'll be back. They beat LSU. Speaking of an SEC team, if you didn't see that over the holidays, Notre Dame got a bowl victory and their 10th win of the season. So congratulations to the Irish and all the Irish fans. Also, since we last talked, a lot has happened in the NFL. Chuck Pagano was fired by your Indianapolis Colts. Not the ending that anyone wanted. I know a lot of fans were on Coach Pagano, but I look at him as a man, a good person who has given back so much to cancer for the fight against leukemia. In his personal battle, it ended up being a huge fundraiser, and he's done so much for the local community. And I just want to take a second to say thank you, Coach Pagano, for what you did while you were here. And I wish you the very best. He'll be coaching again somewhere real soon, and do appreciate what he did for Indianapolis, and thank you for your service, really, to the Indianapolis Colts and the Indianapolis community. This weekend, the NFL playoffs continue. So who you for now, since the Colts are no longer, of course, playing? Who's your team? Well, Saturday, there's two games. 4:30, the Falcons play the Eagles. At 8:15, the Titans take on the evil Patriots. I know a lot of people don't like the Patriots, but that game is Saturday night. What a comeback by the Titans. They beat the Chiefs after being behind 21-3, ended up winning at 22-21. That was a great football game last week. And then Sunday games this week, the 1:05 game, the Jaguars against the Steelers, and then about 4:30 or so, the Saints take on the Vikings. So great opportunity. I think it's going to be cold again this coming weekend, so good chance to just kind of get into your favorite chair and watch some NFL, of course, after Mass on Sunday. Well, who's going to win it? Who do you think is going to do it? I think it's going to be tough to beat the Patriots. I like the Steelers. If somebody came to me and said, Will, who would you like to see in the Super Bowl? I like to see the Vikings against the Jaguars. That'd be a neat Super Bowl. I'd like to see that. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's our, I guess, every so often visit from Todd Licklider, the former Division I College Basketball Coach of the Year, who now works with the Boston Celtics. He'll join us next as we continue here on Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. It seems like nothing in life is simple. Remember when we set up Audio Now? You could simply dial a phone number and hear Catholic Radio Indy loud and clear wherever you were, right on your cell phone. Well, you can still do that, and the primary phone number is still the same, 641-552-5881. And even though we get around 2,000 calls every month, you never get a busy signal when you call. But because of volume and other issues, sometimes when you call, you get a message giving you a different phone number. If you get that message, write down the new phone number, or simply push 1 on your phone and we'll text you the new number. Then begin using that new number each time you call. It'll work best for your cell phone and for your cell phone carrier. Yeah, I know, that's a little bit of a hassle, but it's worth it. Clear reception of Catholic Radio Indy wherever you are. Doesn't use any data, doesn't tie up your phone, and is free if you have unlimited minutes. Remember the number, 641-552-5881.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton. This show underwritten in part by the Catholic Athletes for Christ. For more information on them, go to CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. Now it's my good friend Todd Licklider's turn to step up to the microphone. Coach, how are you doing? Of course, now he's a scout with the Boston Celtics, the former Division I College Basketball Coach of the Year. Happy New Year, Coach.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners.
Yeah, you had a busy holiday season, it sounds like. You and I were talking about everybody came to the Licklider's house this year, huh?
As I told you, that's good and bad. It's great to see everybody. It's terrific you don't travel, but I had a lot of chores to get done before everybody could arrive. And my wife is, obviously – I love her, but she can be demanding.
She's taskmaster.
So, huh? I hope I did it satisfactorily. I did.
We all know Joaz, and she's probably thinking, okay, he didn't do this right, and he didn't do that right, but he did these two things well, and so.
Well, that's one thing that people. When you coach, you coach a group of guys, and you run the program and all that, but in reality. For me, my wife was my coach, so she would tell me, hey, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, so tough critic.
Yeah, well, that's good. So it was a blessed holiday season. Christmas was good terrific. To the Licklider family. That's good.
Yeah, it was terrific. You know this. I've got 5 grandchildren, and anytime they're at the house, it's a great time.
Yeah. So. Talk to them. The magic of Christmas, it's special in a little kid's face, isn't it?
It just makes everything You forget you have any problems when you see them. And we've got two grandsons and 3 granddaughters, and the oldest of the grandsons is 3. And it was it was fun for all of them, but he'd open his present and play with it for a long time before he'd go to the next one.
That's good.
And I just got the biggest kick out of that because he was genuinely interested.
Yeah.
And you know how you can get caught up in the moment, I think, as a child and just go through them really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do that. So it was that was kind of special for me to watch.
Yeah, I have my older son. He's 22 now. And now it seems like the last 4 years or so when he was in high school and through college, as he gets like a gift that's a piece of clothing, some kind of apparel, he'll put it on right there. So by the end of the day, he's got this whole wardrobe on. He kind of started doing that several years ago. And it was kind of funny to watch him. If he gets a pair of sweatpants, yeah, he puts those on. If he gets a shirt, he puts that on. A pair of shoes, he puts that on. It's funny, but good. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Hey, we just heard Nick Saban. Alabama won another national title in football. And he was talking a lot about, character and building people, it's not just about wins and losses with him. It's about developing young men to become better citizens. That's a lot about what you're all about as well. And speak to that and what it means and how in your years when you were coaching, how special that was to be able to be part of someone's life in that manner.
Well, it's kind of an awesome responsibility, too, when you think about it. And there's times when I think, gosh, I've made a mistake. I wish I would have treated this individual differently or, said something differently. So there's that aspect of it, too. There's that understanding that as a coach, young people are looking to you for guidance, direction, answers, and you're responsible for that. And we always talked about at Butler was that the process of growth. The growth is so important in your life. You don't want to be the same size today that you were, 20 years ago, or even next week the same. You want to grow. And competition can be very healthy in that way. It teaches you to prepare well and to concentrate and to support your teammates. All the things that are good about it, it can come about if you've got the right focus and the right approach. And we tried hard. I can't say that we were flawless, but we tried. And I think that as much as you enjoy winning and the competition, that it would be shallow if that's all you did. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a big part of it. You want to be successful on the court, and it's fun to learn how to win. But really, basically, what you're doing in life is learning how to respond, because there's going to be ups and downs, and you need to be content and thankful and have an appreciation for not only the good times but the challenges, because of that growth. Yeah. And because of the opportunity for growth. So, it's really a blessing to have been able to coach at Butler, because I was on the same page with our administration so much. And I've said this, I think Bobby Fong was an incredible president. He truly believed that you could really, that athletics could be a positive in someone's life, but it wasn't the end all, that they were there to become better citizens and better educated and earn degrees, and we weren't giving it lip service. It was what we were about, and so much of that comes from a commitment from your administration, John Perry, Barry Collier, the people that I work for, and I'm so thankful that we were allowed to do it the way we saw fit to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they saw fit when they put you in that seat, and because they know how the kind of guy you are, and you helped, I'm sure, them as much as they helped you. We're speaking with Todd Lickletter. Well, Todd Lickletter is our basketball analyst here on Catholic Sports Weekly, now a scout with the Boston Celtics. And we just kind of look, and it's been a while since we've talked. A lot has happened. When you think of the college game, the number one is at this time of year. I know the polls really don't.
It's kind of scary to be number one.
It's up, it's up and down and all over the place. Butler got that big win over then number one Villanova. And then just the other day, Ohio State beat then number one Michigan State. And I think the last poll now has Villanova back at number one. It was neat to see Chris get that win for Ohio State. They've really turned it around, haven't they?
He's done a good job, and I think Thad left them in a really good position, and that's huge, you know. And I'm sure the things that Chris emphasizes and talks about are not foreign to those players. Thad is they probably have similar philosophies. Thad was a great coach, is a great coach. And so, sometimes you just hear a new voice. It's not necessarily different, a new voice, and things click. And so I'm sure Chris is thankful for the program he inherited, and Thad's thankful that Chris is continuing it. And, there'll probably be some bumps in the road, but they're doing a good job. And it's funny, because I was I think I was down at Cincinnati game, and a friend asked me, he said, "Do you think Michigan State's, for real?" I said, "Yeah, they're really good. I just don't know, how long they can go, but I think they're really good." And we talked about it for a little bit, and I get in the car and I hear they've been beat.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. I happened to be out at the Villanova-Butler game, and it was electric. What great fans Butler has, and deservingly. LaValle's done a terrific job with them, and so it was fun to watch. It was like I don't think I ever experienced that level at Hinkle, but I did have some exciting times that I got to be a part of, and to me, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. How do these coaches handle the up and down and the back and forth? I mean, you win a huge game, and everybody says, "Okay, now we're gone. We're the greatest team in the country." And then we lose, and now we're not very good. It's just, how do you handle
the
ebb and flow?
It's just what we were talking about. It's growth.
Yeah.
You look at it as, your focus is we've talked about this. You've got a future vision. You know where you want to go. You know your goals. You know, but you have a present focus. What are we doing today? What's our opportunity today? What's the experience going to be? What are we going to gain from? And then what do we give to our teammates? I think that's really lost sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, because of the emphasis on the individual now. We forget how much satisfaction there is into being a teammate and helping others. And so, you know, you have a responsibility to that, to those teammates every day to prepare and to put forth the right effort, have the right attitude, so that you have the environment and the opportunity to do something special.
Yeah.
And we've said this many times, success oftentimes is harder to handle than the defeats. You start to kind of feel good, you forget what got you there, and you have a tendency to regress a little bit. And then the thing about college basketball or sports in general is that you're going to have another challenge. And if you're not ready, it's going to wake you up and you're going to say, oh, gosh, mm-hmm. I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
And so the challenge is to stay focused on the correct things regardless of the situation, to be consistent. And that's the real challenge in it.
Yeah. Todd Licklider, he's our basketball analyst here on Catholic Sports Weekly. We do need to talk a little NBA, I guess, since that's what you're doing these days with the Boston Celtics. They're having a great year. Brad Stevens just doing a marvelous job. They had a little you know, sway, I guess, or swell. They went down
a pretty long season.
Yeah,
and
it is
great competition. So to think that you would just, you know, a couple of these teams have really done it over the past, I don't know how many years, the Bulls and the Warriors, and the Celtics have obviously done it at times, but you know, for the most part, you're gonna have, it seems to me anyway, from what limited knowledge I have of it, you're gonna have some dips just because of the nature of it, how good the other teams are, mm-hmm. and scheduling. You know, they play back to backs, so you're playing, you know, on the road one day and the next day you're at home. It's really demanding. And I don't think they'd have it any other way. I think I've shared this with you when we played the NIT and won the championship. I think it was on a Friday night. And then we played Saturday night at Hinkle, flew back. And I told the team, I said, all of you want to be in the NBA? Well, welcome to the NBA. This is the way it is. It's going to be hard. And so, you know, I think that they appreciate the opportunity, everybody. But it is demanding.
Yeah.
And you got to turn right back around and prepare. But we were talking earlier, I just think the Celtics organization is the kind of organization that I was talking about with Butler. You just have the right people in charge, and they've got a great vision, and they believe in Brad, and Brad believes in them. And so it's you know, it's conducive to the success they're having.
Yeah, they're doing well. We're about out of time, but the Pacers, of course, they're sitting at eighth in the East. I love the energy in that building this year. I think the Pacers have done a really nice job with this organization, haven't they?
I agree with you. I think I've been really impressed, and I've been impressed with what their players say and their approach and the way they are excited to represent Indiana and Indianapolis. And, you know, it's really a breath of fresh air, I guess. And I think they've always been – I've always been impressed with that organization.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we should all be proud to be in Indiana and to have the Pacers represent us. It's a little bit different for me, you know, because I'm obviously a Celtic, but it's you know, you still live in Indiana, and so my second favorite team it would be the Pacers in the NBA. So
yeah, well, we'll take that. We'll take second favorite. Well, Coach, thank you. It's always great.
I think
great.
You understand.
Yep,
yeah.
I think they do. Always great catching up with you. Let's do it here again in a couple weeks.
That sounds terrific. Again, Happy New Year to all.
Happy New Year to you, too. That's Todd Licklider, our basketball analyst, the former Division I Coach of the Year, now currently a scout with the Boston Celtics. We're going to take a break. We're back with more to close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Catholic Radio Indy.
There's lives being touched every single day by it.
Thank you again for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton, and each and every week we're proud to bring you this show here on Catholic Radio Indy. We do need your help, though. We need some more underwriters to continue this show. We'd love to have you help us. If you'd like to be an underwriter for this show, contact me, Will, that's Will with one L, Will at Radio, I'm sorry.
At Catholic Radio Indy. Will at Catholic Radio Indy.
I'm so glad Jim is here because I cannot remember my own email. So Will with one L at CatholicRadioIndy.org, right? Did I get it right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. Always great to have him here. He's the guy, the glue that holds this place together. No question about that. And people are saying, well, he's more than the glue. Well, come on. Hey, a couple things. High school basketball games this Saturday. A neat game here if you're a Guerin Catholic fan. You may want to get out to the state fairgrounds this Saturday. They host Martinsville at the renovated. I know it's been a few years now, but it's a neat place to go watch a basketball game. It's where IUPUI plays their home games. But at the state fairgrounds, Guerin will host Martinsville that Saturday, January 13th. That game will be about a 5:40 tip, so an interesting opportunity for Guerin fans. And the city tournament gets started here real soon in high school basketball. It starts January 15th, runs through January 22nd. So many teams of the Catholic schools are playing in that city tournament. There's also the Marion County tournament, which is underway, and we do wish all the teams the best of luck to go out and enjoy it. I can't believe we're already, 10, 12, 14 games into the high school basketball season as they march towards February and March. Well, we do appreciate you listening, and keep doing it here every week on Catholic Sports Weekly. Thanks to Todd Licklider, our guest again. I love listening to him talk basketball. Thanks, Coach, for being part of the show. We're done for this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly. God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who have touched and are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the sports we all love. Listen each Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4 for Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. More information is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.